It's about 2 minutes before 7 o'clock, and time to check in with the folks at Eagle Crest Ski Area. Good morning, Barbara Lind.
Hey, good morning, Matt. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are the conditions up there?
Well, they're mild, actually. But the most amazing thing is we have the most snow of any ski area in the nation right now.
How much?
140 inches at the top of the mountain, just about 12 feet.
Okay.
On the bottom, it's closer to 3 feet. And we didn't receive any new snow last night, but over the skiers' weekend, there was over 5 inches of new snow at the top and 2 inches at the bottom. Most of that has kind of gone away, I think. But we have great conditions still. A lot of spring skiing going on.
Okay, I was going to ask you, it's kind of a spring snow still?
Right now it is, although the forecast I looked at says blue skies this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
I'll take it if that's what happens.
Okay, well, anything interesting that you have planned for this weekend as far as events at the ski area?
Yes, this is a very busy weekend. It's Learn to Ski and Snowboard Month, and so tomorrow, Saturday, is first tracks for women skier and boarders who are first-timers or who have never participated in the sport or coming back after a long absence. It goes from 9:30 to noon, and you can get signed up at the Snow Sport School, 790-2000, extension 211. And on Sunday, it's Learn to Adapt. This is a great opportunity to see what the Orca and the Snow Sports School, all the beautiful equipment that they have that can help people with disabilities get outside and ski, snowboard, enjoy the winter weather that we have. And there's all kinds of new equipment. Lots of training has been going on. So Eagle Crest has a great staff to help people that have some kind of a disability. And then coming up next weekend, I know it's a whole weekend away, but it's the Mendenhall Auto Learn to Ski Weekend, and it's for third and fourth graders who have never skied before. It's a random drawing for 45 kids to have a whole weekend of skiing, including transportation, food, instruction, and rental. It's a marvelous opportunity for kids in third and fourth grade to get out on the slopes for the first time.
Okay, and you'll probably tell us more about that next week.
Yes, the reason I'm mentioning it now is so parents can look for the sign-up sheets or go to the website at skijuno.com.
Okay. Barbara Lind, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, Matt, and I still haven't seen you on the slopes.